episode number one of Geodo. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Soham Castillo. How is everyone doing? Our topic today is Charlie Sheen's Guide to Box.
This podcast is sponsored by
Podbot.ai.
Since Charlie Sheen once got drunk on drugs in Las Vegas with Bret Michaels and Matt Sorum of Guns N' Roses, since Shin has recently gone mad, now is a good time to return to Sorum's story, which he told me in November 2009, when he went to Shin's house where he could barely stand 3 days later. Charlie agreed to undergo treatment, but he did it his own way, hired a sobriety consultant to come to his house. Years later, his father, Martin, who had defeated his own demons years earlier, intervened and conducted a series of rescue operations to save Charlie, whose attempts with alcohol, drugs and women were eclipsed, as well as an acting career that included roles in Platoon and Wall Street. The New Yorker began acting as a child, appearing in the credits in his father Martin Sheen's 1974 television film The Execution of Private Slavik. He even survived the show, as Mr. Arnold saw what happened when he tried to keep his friend and former neighbor Charlie Sheen from the abyss. Charlie Sheen's team was caught in a whirlwind of cocaine and alcohol. His father, actor Martin Sheen, sued him for violating the probation policy and called on fans to pray for his son. Father Martin Sheen handed over the suspended sentence to the authorities. The actor, who also stayed in a hotel separate from Sheen, accompanies him to the hospital. Shinsa publicist Stan Rosenfield said the actor slept in the waiting room. Sheen's father Martin Sheen, his mother Janet Templeton and ex-wife Denise Richards were in the hospital. Sheen reportedly received a box of cocaine a few hours before her wild party. Shin did not dispute the charges. He was sentenced to 30 days rehab, 30-day probation and 36 hours of anger management. At the end of his second clean week, he called sports radio show The Dan Patrick Show and scolded his bosses for not resuming production. When my phone rings the following February afternoon, I ask Charlie if he told the porn stars to lose their number. Shin says that for too long he was the man I thought they needed me, and he always felt like I was the last person he cared about in this mix. I don't know of anyone who overcame a more difficult problem and returned to his life. In a sense, Charlie Sheen wins. He has successfully used all the tools at his disposal as a public figure and used them to the best of his ability. The modern-day celebrity doesn't really need to do anything legitimate or noteworthy to become famous, and Shin took full advantage of that fact. But despite his recent behavior and attacks on Mr. Lore and CBS, not everyone in Hollywood is convinced that even now Mr. Sheen is out of his mind. Mr. Sheen said in interviews that people like Sean Penn and Mel Gibson, as well as some of his lesser-known actor friends, tried to intervene. The current conflict escalated after Mr. Sheen began to speak out against Chuck Lorre, the show's creator and trusted hitmaker for CBS. Criticizing Mr. Lorre, Mr. Sheen blasphemed Alcoholics Anonymous, and Sheen could stop producing Two and a Half Men silently or go into hiding and everything could go away. Sheen stalked showrunner Chuck Lorre with bared teeth and racist undertones. His vitriol catches on Dean 2011. Sheen was fired after a public feud with producer Lorre, the network and the studio. Sheen replies to the series by saying that if Lorre is not involved, he will return to it in season 9. Sheen's ensuing violence and behavior forced CBS and Warner Brothers TV to stop production before the end of the season. In May, he signs a 2-year contract that will pay him $1.80, according to TV Guide magazine. Sheen is the highest paid TV actor among comedy stars. Charlie Sheen has been on a downward spiral from highest paid actor to unemployed winner, ranting about conspiracy, tiger blood and Adonis DNA to anyone who lends him an ear or microphone. Despite we don't know how this epic tale of Malibu Messiah will end, believe it or not. There are a few things we can learn from the experiences of the Malibu Messiah. It was late Wednesday night at Conan that Shinsa partner on his hit CBS show, John Cryer, was talking about Sheen's love life and her disbelief in Sheen's dirty, drug-fueled encounters. Charlie Sheen won't be returning to CBS Two and a Half Men anytime soon. Terrible, according to a new report. Charlie Sheen was taken to the hospital by ambulance in 1998 due to extreme exhaustion. This is all for today, friends. My name is Soham and this was episode 1 of Geodo. See ya next time.
Podbot.ai